From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now, we're going to open the phones up coming up the next segment with Max Keiser. But I want specific questions. You know, we normally just have free-for-all, and that's great. A lot of different items and different angles get brought up that wouldn't be. But I want to cover the global meltdown. And can we avert it? Or if we have to go through it, how do we make it, you know, not as severe? And how do we make sure the globalists that did this don't get more power out of it, like Ron Paul says in the speech I was just playing excerpts of earlier? Okay? Believe me, folks, I wish I was wrong. I wish Max Keiser was wrong. I wish Bob Chapman had been wrong. I wish Yever Griffin had been wrong. I wish Ron Paul was wrong. I wish all the other economists, Gerald Celente and people, were wrong. But this, the globalists did this on purpose. That's why they've been building up the police state. And now they're saying, oh, we're going to build a police state to keep everybody safe, just like they've done in other cultures and other civilizations. But they engineered it, is the point. They don't want things to get better. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX. The phones are now open, 877-789-ALEX, 2539 is what Alex translates out to, 877-789-ALEX. Going back to Max Keiser. Max, this is a short segment, long segment's coming up. But give us a prelude. I want to take a few calls, but I want to get your take on how you see this collapse happening. Like you said, it's in all the big financial publications, but the more elitist ones, mainline pedestrian ones, where everything's fine, invest today, you know, sponsored by Fidelity. But when you look at the establishment, they're all digging in. They got militaries ready to shut everything down to protect the ultra-rich neighborhoods. They're digging in like it's the end of the world. And you know, I've always known that we were moving in this direction, but now we're so close. Is there any way to dodge this bullet?
Well, I want to draw your attention to something that happened last week, which is very telling. You saw that this UK bank Standard Charter got caught up in an investigation by a U.S. regulator for laundering money, essentially, for Iran. One of the internal emails from Standard Charter said when this investigation started a while back, the effing Americans can go F themselves if they think they can tell us how to run our business. And why this is revealing is because, as you've asked me on your show many times, why do these banks do this? Are they themselves going to perish in the fire of this collapse? And the answer, of course, is yes, but it's a game of musical chairs, and the banks right now are sorting out who is going to survive. Standard Charter is a huge bank. It's now at war with Wall Street. Wall Street is now at war with the UK banking system. The UK banking system is HSBC, Barclays Bank with LIBOR, HSBC with Mexican drug money laundering cartel, and now Standard Charter with Iranian money laundering. They have now taken positions, the City of London versus Wall Street. This is what I knew was going to happen, and this is what happens at the end game. This is when the banks, they're going to fight to finish who's going to be the supremo and winner in all of this. And, of course, the winner will be, as we alluded to before the break, those economies with the most gold. And the two economies that stand out that are in the worst position are the UK, with less than 300 tons of gold, and Japan has virtually no gold. Those are actually the two biggest losers immediately as we head into the crash. Japan is a debt to GDP over 200% out. That's almost double what the U.S. has. And the UK, if you add all the private debt of their banks, they have debt to GDP of 800%. So these two economies, multi-trillion dollar economies, are really the first into the black hole. But they are not the main event. The main event, of course, will be the U.S. and when it goes against the euro. But I think the euro is going to survive ultimately against the dollar. The dollar is the linchpin currency. It is the world reserve currency. It is the currency in which all derivatives around the world, 800 trillion, are priced in dollars. So when the dollar goes, it sucks everything down with it. And but before that happens, we'll see Japan and the UK into the black hole. And of course, what I tell people is there is, when Ron Paul says the all-powerful state is the enemy, I wish there was some state. There is no state. There are only banksters. And
well, it is a global bankster state. They've said that. And that's what some libertarians...
But if you're dealing with this cancer of banksters, the only solution is to own physical precious metals. Don't
Stay there. Got a break.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We've told you for a long time there'd be a global derivatives meltdown for at least 14 years with economists like George Humphrey, former Austin City Council member, friend of mine, successful businessman, is the most important thing when I admire him most about. I need to get him back in studio. He lives all over the world, so good luck catching him in Austin a few months out of the year. He was the first guy back in 98 who said derivatives, Alex, they're worse than fractional reserve banking. And they are going to shell them to all the governments, tie everything into it. He used the term too big to fail, and he said they're going to hold us all hostage. That impresses me when somebody 14 years ago, by the way, get me Humphrey. He's been out of town, right? Because I've been saying I want him in studio. Problem is, you get him in, he'll never talk about himself. He'll never go back and talk about the books he wrote saying it. But Max Keiser, who's been predicting it all as well, joins us, former top stockbroker, retired now. And, of course, he also invented the virtual trading system that's used in most stock markets today. Must be nice to be retired at his age. Actually, he's not retired. He works probably harder now than ever, but he's a journalist. Max, I want to go to calls in the next segment, but let's cover the waterfront. Break down the pillars of the collapse, the different ways it can be triggered, the next countries to go down in the euro. As you mentioned earlier, even the big Swiss Central Bank is saying, get ready. Chicago Tribune, Reuters, Fox News all saying collapse. The big mega banks that own the Federal Reserve are being told, sell off assets, get yourself in order. We can't inflate anymore. But then Bernanke's been hinting at QE3. Would QE3 stave that off? Because the U.S., everything's based in U.S. dollar derivatives, as you said, and it's the petrodollar as well. But it's darned if you do, you know, damned if you don't, because still, okay, the rest of the world collapses, then we collapse last, or we collapse first, they collapse. I mean, it's a seesaw. We start collapsing, and then Europe goes up, but then they collapse, and we go back up. But overall, society's rotting. Where is it all going? What are we going to see happen in Europe? What will it look like if J.P. Morgan Chase goes under? What's happening?
Well, there's a number of different fires, you know, that are burning right now. One of the biggest is an agricultural crisis. Of course, corn, as you well know, is hitting all-time, or multi-decade highs.
And we all predicted that.
Right. And so this, you know, one of the steadfast rules in economics is when a society spends more than 40% of its disposable income on food, you tend to get revolutions. We saw this in Egypt recently. There was a big spike in food prices around the world, and this triggered the revolution.
Why is there a food bubble?
Well, most of it comes from speculation, again, from this battle between Wall Street and the rest of the world using derivatives. And that speculation is made possible by things like quantitative easing and other Fed policies that keep interest rates near zero. Because when the speculators borrow money, the cost of them borrowing money is zero. It's not like you or me where our credit card is 16% or we get the penalty, it goes to 30% or the mortgages, or whatever the mortgage is. If you're a speculator on Wall Street, you get to borrow money at 0%. And of course, the way it's set up is when you make a mistake and you had like Knight Capital last week, they blew up because of automatic algorithmic trading. $440 million blew up in 45 minutes. They get a cram down. They get a bailout from their friends on Wall Street. But, of course, that's not available to anyone else. If they get into financial trouble, they don't get their friends to, you know, pass the bowl and bail you out within 2 days. No. But so the artificially low interest rates through quantitative easing and all these other Fed policies keep rates near zero. That means the cost of borrowing is near zero. That means if you're a speculator and you know that the price of corn is going higher and this is causing an effect on itself, a feedback mechanism that's only getting worse, you can keep that price rising with this borrowed money. So that's a huge fire going on in the global economy is agricultural speculation. Then you have these Franken markets, these like the Knight Capital or the flash crashes or the derivatives crashes that are happening on exchanges all over the world. 86% of all the volume on the New York Stock Exchange are computers trading with computers. They're not humans anymore. They're all programmed to trade with each other to generate fees for the people who write the program.
And so more and more, it is a casino gulag where average people cannot make it. Pension funds are being cheated. The system is eating itself.
Well, speaking of the casino gulag, you see that Facebook now in the UK is going to offer online gambling with British pounds. So legalized online gambling from Facebook, as I predicted, is coming. And there's a huge push to bring this legalized gambling to America. So people won't have jobs, but they'll have access to tokens and food stamps that they can then use to gamble
and
with.
And government's going to subsidize that, just like in Europe and the U.S., where illegals are given other people's tax ID numbers, and then the IRS holds the citizen responsible and takes their money for what the illegal does. I mean, this is beyond a criminal system. This is like the Mad Hatter Tea Party.
Well, another prediction I made on your show last year, Alex, was that one stock, I don't recommend stocks, you know, as an investor really, but more as a social commentary. One stock that I said was going to hit new highs was, Corrections Corp of America just hit another new high because the business model of prisons and the corruption in the justice system to get people into prison is feeding that industry in a way that's making private prison operators very wealthy in this economy. So that's the gulag. So here you have Facebook giving online gambling via Facebook. That's the casino. And then Corrections Corp of America is the gulag. And these two are together now.
All right, let me ask you this question. I want to ask you how war comes into it, because they always do that near a collapse. And why am I seeing police and military and even mainstream news saying, get ready for martial law in late October, early November? I keep getting that. And I'm not saying that's going to happen, but the police and military are being told that. What do you think is happening there?
There's a collapse coming, you know, financial. Look at Greece. Greece collapsed. Ireland basically collapsed. There's pockets of economies around the world that are in collapse. There's depression around the world. You know, the U.S. is going through kind of a stealth depression. If you add up the people on food stamps, the people who are uninsured.
They've doubled the number of people on welfare in 4 years. I mean,
right, the number of people who are either at or below the poverty line in the U.S. is 100 million people, you know, out of 300 million.
Yeah, these are electronic food stamps.
Right. And that, of course, who processes the electronic food stamps? J.P. Morgan. That's one of their big businesses. They're the ones who supply all the architecture and the electronics.
So it's a camouflage giant soup kitchen. We didn't have 100 million people at soup kitchens in the Great Depression. Now we do.
It's worse than the Great Depression in many ways because they're also complete. Well, you have a Dust Bowl during the Great Depression, so that's similar. Also, you have the Dust Bowl and the Depression equally as you did back in the 30s. But back in the 30s, you had people still on family farms that could grow their own food, but they're criminalizing that, aren't they, Alex? So that those people will end up in prison, and of course they feed Corrections Corp of America, and then they can play gambling on the Facebook casino gulag page. So
incredible.
So much worse than the Depression.
What about the war card? I mean, obviously that's now steaming ahead off the rails. I mean, that always goes along with this, doesn't it?
The war card, to me, is the poor man's election gimmick. You know, the people who are in presidential election cycles, because they're not smart enough to be Wall Street banksters, they're just warmongers. And as they get closer to an election, they'll start a war. Because if they were smart, they'd be on Wall Street making their money that way. It's interesting that Mitt Romney, of course, comes from Wall Street. He's a private equity guy. And he's an asset stripper, and he's a guy who's destroyed, you know, the economy in many, many different ways. He, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how he plays the war card. You know, the people who are over him, the media companies that, of course, position the war on their network television as a spectacle, they want war, especially as we go into the election cycle. So he may become a warmonger like the rest. He could, you know, he could just be an asset stripper and a Wall Street bankster. I guess he's multi-talented in this way. We'll see.
Well, he has promised to be multi-talented. He said, look, I'm not just going to strip companies. He's going to ship jobs overseas. Look at his precious Paul Ryan voted for the banker bailout, but he's hailed as the most conservative person since Ronald Reagan or something. I thought that was Ron Paul.
Well, you know, that's kind of a different topic, really. I hear the music. I think we're going to break now.
Yes, we are. Max Keiser is our guest of MaxKeiser.com. I'm Alex Jones. We're going to go to your calls. Straight ahead, MJ, Gail, JB, Baron, Victoria, Steve, Aaron. We'll get to all of you straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at Infowars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com. or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before we leave here today, I want to get your take on if it does go with the death of the dollar first, because mathematically, as you and others have broken down, countless economists, even Fox News analysts are having, their economists are having to say there's no way out of this derivatives. You either write it off and then the big banks hold everybody hostage, or you're held hostage by them while they slowly strangle you, and obviously that's the worst option. But before you leave us today, I want to get your take on what that progression of collapse would look like. I've got a good idea, but when they've got the military preparing for re-education camps and it's declassified, that's even freaking me out. I mean, as much as I study this, and it's like, wow, it's really re-education camps, really, in America? But I guess it happened everywhere else.
Well, I mean, I always go back to the Enron example, because here's a company that up until the very last moment was considered to be the smartest guys in the room, a model company. They were on the cover of many magazines. And then within 24 hours, they went to zero. Stock went to zero, $80 billion in losses, because it was a total fraud. They had many, many off-balance sheets, special purpose.
And how much bigger is this fraud compared to theirs?
Well, it's global. It's a global fraud, but it's run by the same guys doing the same things. But everyone who left Enron got jobs at other banks doing the same stuff, and they've all working together now on a global basis.
How bad will it get? Is there any way out?
No, of course not. There's because the value of the claims can never be repaid, so they're going to go to being worthless. The people who are holding on to Enron stock on a Tuesday, they woke up on a Wednesday, and what they thought was worth $80 a share was worth zero. That's why this is very tricky, because it's not going to, people are not going to have time to think about it and prepare necessarily, because it'll happen overnight.
What does your gut tell you the time frame is?
I told you before, I think the longest we can hope for is April of next year. But it could happen anywhere between now and April of next year.
Okay, well, the establishment in Europe and the U.S. is saying late October, early November. That's what they're telling the police and military.
So that falls into my zone, certainly. I mean, the funny thing is that one reason things are not happening in Europe right now is because most European bureaucrats are on the beach. You know, in Europe, people take August off. I'm in actually Paris, not Amsterdam right now. And
guys told me you were in Amsterdam. I was like,
I'm in Paris. So that you can roll a bowling ball down, you know, on the Haussmann Boulevard, one of the biggest streets in Paris, and not hit anything. It's completely empty. So, therefore, nothing's going to happen in August. People start getting back to their desks in September, mid-September. Then they'll start to panic by the end of September. And then come October, that sounds good. But at the very latest, it will April of next year, when those tax receipts in the U.S. are spectacularly short. Plus, you remember, the last major collapse happened during the transition to Obama, his first administration, in between the two terms. Remember, Obama had...
And Paulson threatened martial law then.
Right. John Cain was there, and Barack Obama was there. That's a great time to stage one of these fantastical economic, you know, hijackings. So that is a fantastic time, you know, that November election, especially since it looks like Obama is not going to, he's not going to make it this time. It's going to be a transition to a new guy.
That we caught Justice Department people, that was in the Florida papers, trying to get a race war going over Trayvon Martin and the George Zimmerman case. Could it be Obama loses and the Democratic Party, while Obama's still in, tries to stage a bunch of riots as a pretext?
Well, I always thought Obama was like Jimmy Carter, you know, who came in because people hated Nixon, and they wanted to try something completely new. People really hated Bush by the end of his administration, and they just threw like a Hail Mary pass. They said, let's go with something completely different. Barack Obama, okay, he's a one-term guy. Now we're going back to business as usual, probably with this other guy, Mitt Romney. But during that time, there's that interregnum between the two administrations that where no people aren't sure what they're doing, what the jobs are. It's the perfect time for Wall Street to push the sell button, cause a collapse, put a gun to Congress and Senate, and say, do as we do, or there's going to be martial law, or whatever. They give us more money, give us another big bonus.
And by the way, that was on, I mean, I had the congressman on first when that happened in early October, and people didn't believe it was really the congressman. I had two of them on, and then later they said it a week later on C-SPAN, and that pulled my bacon out of the fire, because sometimes this stuff's so crazy, people think I'm making it up and have fake congressmen on. Folks, we're the opposite of the onion. We're trying to get it right where they try to get it wrong. But that's on record. They threaten martial law, tanks in the streets, blood in the streets, was the quote. And you just heard Ron Paul earlier saying we've got to avert blood in the streets. Folks, this is a big deal, because as Max said earlier in the last hour, during the 10 years of the Great Depression, major universities estimate 7 million people starved to death or died via complications from malnutrition.
Okay, let me jump in here for a second.
90% were agrarian then. Now 90% are urbans, my point.
Let me jump in. I had a guy on my show, Kaiser Report, last week, Paul Moore, who was the former top regulator at the bank in the UK, Halifax Bank of Scotland, or HBOS. He said on my show that right now, the global financial crisis right now today is already the biggest humanitarian crisis since World War II, that's put over 100 million people into poverty around the world already. Many of them now are facing death. And I asked him point blank, I said, would you call this a financial holocaust? And he said, yes, I would. This is a financial holocaust. And it's already in progress. 100 million have been thrown into poverty in the last 5 years. Many of them, 6 million, 7 million, are now either dead or facing death imminently. That's a holocaust. We're witnessing a financial holocaust.
Well said, and the perpetrators are up there posing as the saviors. Let's go to MJ in Chicago, go to break, come back with the rest. MJ, first caller, you're on the air with Max Kaiser.
Hello, Alex and Max. Mike, I have a quick question in regards to being a business investor in commercial real estate, given the tragedy that's about to happen. Is it wise to still try to do business even as far as trying to refinance with the banks, even though they're insolvent?
All right, MJ, I'm going to jump off. Thanks for the comment. Your radio's on. Go ahead, Max, comments on that.
Well, the best commercial real estate to buy into right now is the prison industry. They get huge subsidies from the government. They treat it like a real estate investment trust or a REIT, which gives them additional benefits that you don't get to a normal real estate vehicle. And it's a growth industry. That's the only real estate I would invest in is prisons. And I made that comment last year, and that's one stock that I know about is making new all-time highs. And that is the best real estate play you can go for.
Yeah, and then you could also invest in children's cancer. That's way up with all the shots and the GMOs by design killing us. You can invest in dying children. Just basically anything evil is drones. The defense contractors making those, they're doing well. If there was a Satan Inc., that would be good to invest in, correct, Max?
Well, yeah, and I take your point. And the Monsanto, you know, they're the ones who do the genetically modified seeds. Their stock's doing well. Halliburton, all the defense contractors, all the big oil companies, Corrections Corp of America, these are companies that are making money in this environment.
Stay there. We got to go to break. We're going to come back with more calls. But folks, invest in guillotine companies that are going to chop your own head off. Invest in a straight razor company, to slit your own throat. It's a great idea. In fact, invest in children that will roast your own child. Invest in a company where they roast your child for a Christmas ham. That'll be good business, too.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Everybody knows the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded.
Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed.
Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost.
Yeah, well, I got to say, the war is not over. These crooks could all just go to jail. There are ways to reverse this. Ron Paul, Webster Tarpley, many other economists we've had on have broken down ways out of this. All of them are rough, but nothing as rough as going into the tyranny these people have set up for us because they've designed this implosion. We sell a book that woke me up that was written in 1972, Don't Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen and Larry Abraham, available at InfoWarsShop.com. Also, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, a film I produced, breaks down their plan to take over through fraud and Fall of the Republic, I put out 3 years ago, predicted what we're now facing. All available at InfoWarsShop.com or link through at InfoWars.com. And it is your purchases of books and videos like Behold a Pale Horse, hosted by Charlie Daniels, available at InfoWarsShop.com, that exposes the Agenda 21 New World Order plan. They've got the highest quality water filters, discounted everything right there at InfoWarsShop.com, including InfoWars.com. Patriot apparel, you'll certainly turn heads and meet like-minded liberty lovers. InfoWarsShop.com. Okay, Max, we've got to move really, really quick, but I briefly, because I saw a question on my Twitter, Real Alex Jones, asking, hey, what's Max's take on the fact that they admit Al-Qaeda works for the West? Yeah, I mean, sure, we knew things had been corrupt for a while, but what's this total disconnect with reality now and just open, pure evil where they say, give your rights up for Al-Qaeda, but Al-Qaeda are heroes fighting in Libya and Syria for NATO, and the CFR came out last week and praised Al-Qaeda and what great fighters they are and said, quote, we need Al-Qaeda. I mean, I thought Al-Qaeda was the ultimate evil.
Right. Well, they're switch hitters. You know, they go either way. They're the transsexuals of evil. You know, didn't we invade Iraq to go after Al-Qaeda? Now they're our best friends in Syria. So it makes no sense. I guess they get away with it because people's memory span is, attention span is quite short because of all the drugs and the genetically modified seeds and the debt pushing, I guess.
Let's go back to phone calls. Max Kaiser joins us here. Gail, California, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. Yes, thank you. Max, what good does it do to purchase silver or gold since the government is gearing up a war against American citizens shortly after the dollar collapses? I find it hard to see where we would be able to even spend it, use it, trade, or barter with it.
Okay, well, I mean, anything in that environment obviously is going to be helpful in a barter situation. Gold and silver for 5,000 years have maintained their purchasing power. If you want to get down to the nitty gritty of being in a total post-collapse
the
situation.
Globalists, the University of Texas has bought billions in gold the last 2 years.
All the central banks are buying gold. I mean, and this is happening, you know, the people who know what's happening, like central bankers who have put out a warning to each other that there's a collapse coming, are buying gold. The central bankers in South Korea and other, all over the world are buying.
Yeah, ma'am, if we have a total road warrior collapse, gold and silver might not be worth much, but it's probably just going to be a long, horrible depression. When the dollar gets devalued, that gold will suddenly go up in value massively. And we're not saying it's a silver bullet, pun intended. I mean, I believe in lead, and the things that shoot lead as well will go up in value, and that's already happened. But does that answer your question, Gail?
Yes, it does, but I just wanted to know if there's an investment firm that he would recommend for we can avoid the sharks out there ready to rob us blind.
I'll leave that to Alex to fill you in on that. They aren't recommending any investment firms, but I mean, one thing is the people I know are looking at are so-called junk silver. This is the silver that's 50% or less contained, and you can buy a whole bag at a coin show of junk
silver.
Sure,
everybody knows what it is, and a dime from, you know, 70 years ago is worth 15 times what it is
that
today.
That kind of stuff in a barter situation does extraordinarily well. But for people of any wealth whatsoever, having bullion, silver and gold bullion, held offshore in a vault, not a bank, is the way to go if you want to come out the other side of this with your wealth intact, if not, you know, considerably better off.
Well, and let me just say this. Yes, one of my big sponsors is Midas Resources, but when I buy gold, I get it from them because when you buy bullion, gold, and silver from them, they've been around 15 years, before that other company even longer, you get it. It's very well priced, extremely competitive. Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. And they got salesmen there that are great guys, brokers. You know, they'll sell you numismatics, stuff like that. All I know is I know gold and silver. I've called up like I'm somebody else before just to test them out many times and, you know, bought great stuff at like 1 or 2% above spot. The way to go is bullion or junk silver. Max Kaiser just told you right there. Great recommendation. JB.
Yeah, people say, well, you have a gold sponsor. Isn't that, you know, a conflict. But, you know, you were been in bed with those guys since gold was $250 an ounce. So you've got this long-term relationship with them, and they're not the only guys in town. They're reputable. There's other reputable folks. But the point is that you've grown up with them. You've seen this happen over 10 years.
I believed gold would go up because of dollar devaluation, and I was correct.
For 10 years.
More than 10, yeah.
Okay, so the gold was $250 an ounce back in 2000. Now it's at $1,600 an ounce. So this is not the newest thing. This is not like, flash, buy gold. No, it's been gone for 10
Max,
years.
Exactly. The gold and silver that I've never sold any gold and silver I bought, I continue to buy it. I mean, I only promote what I believe in. That's why I sleep so good at night. But I mean, she asked the question. There's the answer. JB in Texas. We got to move quick now. We're really getting behind here. JB, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. Simple yes or no question for Max, and then another simple one for you.
Okay.
The metal sites, Max, have all spoken of explosive August. Do you see that coming? And is it explosive up or down, which would allow us to maximize our stack? And then, Alex, you've spoken of, your family leaving the country, and a collapse here in the United States is going to be chaotic. Will the collapse be so noticed in a third world country?
Well, I have said my instinct says get out, but a rat runs, even though that may not be the best thing. I'm staying here.
I'm a rat. I'm out of there, man. But you ran into collapsing Europe. I salute you. No, but I'm going to go wherever I can go. I'm not married to Europe.
Okay, so tell us quickly, where are the best places to go?
Oh, to live in this post-apocalyptic world. Brazil, Chile
yeah.
Very attractive.
Yeah, folks, I'd go to Chile before Brazil.
Also, there's, the point is you got to be mobile. You got to, because there's a lot of moving parts here. And so you should have two or three passports. You should have businesses in different countries. You should have residences in different countries. You need to become international.
Yeah, I'll be honest. For the first time ever, I've actually looked at opening an office in the Caribbean. I'll just leave it at that. I mean, it's getting that bad, folks. Thank you, JB. Barron in Alabama, you're on the air. Got a minute and a half. Go.
All right, my question is basically about the bonds coming up. You know, Italy has five auctions coming up the rest of this month. Spain has three. How can with the market trading sideways the way that it is, and everybody's waiting, like Max said, in a musical chairs kind of game? How long can that even continue? Because they can't really ease much more from any side.
That's right. There's a circling of the toilet bowl.
Yeah, okay, the answer to that is they are going to give a banking license to the 600, I think it's a billion-dollar euro lending facility, the European Stability Mechanism. They're going to say, hey, guess what, that's a fund, but now we're going to call it a bank, and they can lend up, they can borrow up to 6 to 15 trillion euros now.
Oh, talk about creepy. Obama came out 2 days ago and said, we may bail out all big businesses, which means our tax money given to them in corporate welfare. And boy.
Right. So the toilet bowl is swirling, but in Europe, they can still create a bigger facility to swap these Italian junk assets with the European Central Bank and their affiliate fund in exchange for this junk assets. And they have room to expand by up to 10 trillion euros on this. So this is one thing Europe has that they are still buying.
Got it. All right, stay there. We're going to come back with Victoria, Aaron, Jeff, James, Corey, Audrey, Peter. We're going to get to all. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
My name is Frank Bates, and I've got some urgent news for you. Did you know that a solar storm in 1989 caused an enormous blackout in Quebec? Here's the really bad news. Experts are predicting that solar storms will get really severe over the next year, and our electric grid is extremely vulnerable. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported that we could soon face blackouts lasting weeks or months, leaving major parts of the USA temporarily uninhabitable. Are you prepared for this coming crisis? Watch the video at 123offgrid.com for a simple trick for generating your own off-grid power so that no matter what happens, your home will be a little island of light and warmth, even if it's dark everywhere else. And as a nice little bonus, you'll also slash your power bill. Protect your home by watching the free video at 123offgrid.com. Simply do what the video at 123offgrid.com says, and you'll be more prepared than 98% of people. Go to 123offgrid.com now. 123offgrid.com.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Last night, the Perseid meteor swarm came through our planetary orbit of the sun. Pretty spectacular. There'll be more tonight. People here in North America. Just remember, the globalists may control some of our countries. They don't control the world in general or the greater cosmos. Max Kaiser is our guest, MaxKaiser.com. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com. So when they're telling them get ready to prevent a collapse, that means get ready for a collapse. And that's what the central banks are really saying. The media spins it that it's prevent. We're in a controlled collapse. They've been giving us a lot of disinfo. Victoria, we got to move quick now. Quick question, quick answer from Max Kaiser. Victoria, Florida, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. Thanks a lot for having me talk to you about Florida. 95% of the fraudulent tax returns are coming from Florida, so says the agent that I spoke to the day before you guys broke the story about this huge fraud. You know, either they don't have the money to pay, you know, the people that, the real people that, you know, have their tax returns being held up. I'm an identity theft victim. And she said that they were from Florida at 400,000 returns, blah, blah, blah. You know, the ineptitude is just, you know, ridiculous. And, you know, it's like, okay, I guess she said.
Well, ma'am, just to be clear, 95% of it's not in Florida. That's just the person you talk to. The big processing center for the IRS that broke that here in the U.S., they They're reporting on it going on all over the country. But what's your question for Max Keiser?
Well, you know, and again, like I said, the big place in Austin, that's where everybody has to send their returns for fraud. So to answer your question about why all those tax centers are in Austin is because that's where the people who have to send their paper.
Sure. What's your question for Max? We're almost, show's almost.
And my question is, and a separate thing is just real quick, I listen to all issues, but what do you guys think of the Zeitgeist movie and its contention that we should just take all of our money out of all
I think it's absolutely horrible. That guy told me, thank you for the call. That guy told me I should be sent to a re-education camp. Everybody living in a big plastic city with a government computer deciding who does what sounds like hell. I mean, you send me to hell. That's basically where that would be. Comments on that, Max Keiser?
Well, yeah, in full disclosure, I'm in that movie, but I've never seen it.
Well, I'm in it, too. It's been seen 10, 50, 60 million times, just one version. But let's just get off that. Bam, if you want to go to the Plastic City, it's waiting for you. Aaron in Washington, you're on the air. We got to move quick here. Go ahead. Yes, Aaron, that was explosive how you got on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I got you. Max, quick question. Price of discovery. Most people aren't aware of how the commodity markets work. What is your anticipation of how we're going to see a collapse of price of discovery from paper and going over to real physical?
Okay, well, price discovery is what happens at the point of a sale where the buyers and the sellers are mixed together and a price that is mutually beneficial to all parties is derived through something usually called a specialist. Now, I invented the virtual specialist technology, patent number 5950176, U.S. Patent Trademark Office, which is an improvement on that technology. It has been hijacked by Cantor Fitzgerald and Cantor Entertainment, so it'll never see the light of day. But going forward now, you have rogue computers that are programmed to do what's called electronic wash trading, where they pick a price above or below the current market, and they put on a series of trades and buys and sells simultaneously to manipulate price direction, and that's not price discovery. But they do that to manipulate markets and to confiscate wealth from these markets.
Isn't that just high-tech naked shorting?
It's high-tech lynching, basically. It's high-tech. It's siphoning essentially.
Basically, the stock market by and large is becoming a pure fraud, which I even saw mainstream articles the last 2 weeks saying all this high frequency trading is discrediting the integrity of the system, which you had just said the week before. How long until this becomes evident and the fraud makes the whole thing fall in on itself?
Because all of this fake price discovery, and the caller makes a good, you know, it's a good call, it's a good concept, and people should familiarize themselves with this idea. But it hollows out all of the what you could call collateral of the system. So you have transactions, you have trades, you have fees, but there's no collateral backing it up. So the only thing that is backing it up are these 0% interest rates that allow for unlimited borrowing at zero cost.
Sure, so we're fueling the speculators. Got to jump to another call. Jeff in Michigan, you're on the air, and then James. Go.
Hello, Max. My question is, you're more familiar with what has gone on recently in Greece and the people's reaction. Do you believe the banks are going to, in order to keep the public's confidence in them, are they going to try and blame a collapse on a war, on the drought, or something other than their derivatives, or will it be transparent to the public and they'll...
Yeah, how did they spend golly that the Greeks are lazy, that's why their government signed them on to Europe's debt to turn it around backwards? I mean, where is that going?
Well, scapegoating is a known psyop, isn't it? We saw that in Europe in the 30s. One group had their wealth confiscated, and then they were scapegoated. They were called vermin by the other side, and then they eventually were all incinerated. And when Paul Moore says we're going through a financial holocaust with 100 million people already put into poverty by the crisis over the past 5 years, with millions now dead or dying, this is exactly what is going on. And they will use any event that they can to mask the Holocaust. It could be an agricultural drought. It could be a spike in, food prices. It could be a collapse of a bank. That's one that they use often and quite effectively. Then one of these too big to fail banks collapses. Could be Standard Chartered. Could be HSBC. Could be Bank of America. Suddenly now there's a crisis. Suddenly now there's...
Point is, the whole system is based on massive fraud. Thank you, Jeff. James in North Carolina, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for the time. Two quick questions. One, Max, will the Euro-Swiss floor at 120 hold?
No.
No. Okay.
That's a short answer.
The other question is, I'm holding a bunch of puts on Morgan. If the stock goes to zero, will I get paid, or will they just say, yeah, we owe you the money, there's the door, you won't see it?
You have good company there, because I believe Jim Rogers is also short JP Morgan. He's a big time money manager. But the puts, if you're short, you go through the Options Clearing Corporation, which I guess if Morgan goes under, they will have trouble matching trades.
Governments will just pay it off in devalued dollars and other currencies. The problem is that'll bring in hyperinflation. I believe they're going to continue to bail out and pay all this off. It's just going to go into hyperinflation. Max?
Yeah, well, the caller was asking specifically about the workings of the options market. And having been an options broker on Wall Street for many years and one of the biggest options producers in the Shearson Lehman Hutton system, I would not hold those contracts.
So you think they may actually stick people that are trading. All right, got it. Kind of like we saw on the MF Global. Thank you, James. Other question?
Will I see volatility increasing in J.P. Morgan between now and the time that the derivatives come home to roost?
All of the trades are computer-generated, and you see, for example, in the volatility index, which is called the VIX, the VIX, it's not reflecting the true underlying volatility. So all of the signifiers that would tell you how bad the volatility is are being curbed. They're being shut down with all this computer trading. So you can't get a good reading.
Exactly. As it gets more and more fraudulent, they scramble the numbers more and more, which fogs the whole system. Thank you,
absolutely.
James. Audrey in Dallas, and then Peter. We're getting everybody in. Audrey, quick question.
All right. My question is, Angela Merkel has been front and center in Europe, with Germany being the big powerhouse economically speaking, and it's come out recently that their economy is finally on the chopping block. What's the trigger to watch for as far as Germany's collapse?
Well, we've been saying Germany is really the big beneficiary in all this. You know, before the euro was created, they were forbidden from reuniting. Then magically with the euro came the reunification of Germany, and they're the biggest winner so far, because they, if they go to a European-wide fiscal consolidation policy, it'll be run out of Berlin and out of Frankfurt. So they potentially...
Yeah, Germany is now conquering economically.
Yeah, they are doing what they have tried to do before, and a lot of people call it the Fourth Reich. And, keep in mind that Germany unemployment number are very strong. They have very strong employment numbers. Their social welfare system, the healthcare, et cetera, is in surplus. And their export market, as long as they're in the euro, and the euro is weak, their export market thrives. They don't want to leave the euro because then they...
Basically, it's like you said, musical chairs, but the people are also got musical hand grenades. And who knows who the hand grenade's going to explode in their hand, but it's going to kill everybody in the room.
Here's a prediction, a wild card prediction. Everyone has been talking about China as being the next superpower. I disagree. I think China's going to collapse. I think the next superpower is going to be Germany. I've been saying that for 2 years now.
I agree with you. I agree. The euro rising. Absolutely.
Well, the Deutsche Mark could rise, but the reconstituted, Eurofied Deutsche Mark run out of Berlin.
Max, we got to get you back on later in the week, like tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central. InfoWars.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this
This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.